Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. He's an NFL legend. I am a big-eared blogger. What up, B?
You're more than a big-eared blogger. You're big-eared. But you do more than blogging, dog.
I don't even blog.
You're a radio
anymore.
Host.
I miss blogging.
You're a TV guy. You're a dad.
Yo.
You're
the dad stuff. Oh, I didn't show you this.
You're okay husband.
average best.
Man, you're a lot of stuff. Don't stop calling yourself a big ear blogger, man.
Look at this, dude. So my girls are doing this outdoor camp all week.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this, Shelby. So they swim in the rapids on the Potomac.
Yeah, she hit a rock.
She hit a rock hard, and we had to get her to stay home today because she was limping around, and we were like, dude.
She hit her leg?
Yeah, that's like right on the
top. I thought that was her shoulder at first.
No, it's her leg. And so you know what I told her?
Did she want to go back?
She wanted to go back.
See, I like that.
I was like, baby.
The one thing I always want to know when my girls, when they got injured, like, my son ain't had no choice because, I'm like, you going back. Like, my daughters always ask him, like when Bria – fell, broke her shoulder.
Yeah.
Leah
doing
hit,
the flips and all that
down,
crazy stuff. Yeah.
I'm like, you're going to go back? As soon as I get a chance, that made me smile.
Yeah.
But then you can start babying them up a little
right.
bit. But you don't want it to destroy their love for something.
Well, I told Shelby, I was like, baby, if a football player had that, he's not practicing the next day. I don't know if that's true, but I told her to calm down about missing camp.
Let me teach you a little something, Jay. You know, every once in a while when your kids are at home, they actually listen to the show. With mom. So don't say that you told them something that you didn't know was true. Because they may hear you say that, fool.
I got a feeling they ain't listening right now.
Hey, what if your phone go ping?
Yeah, we'll find out. So it's just chaos in my house. Little one's sick. Older one hurt her leg. But we're persevering, Landfill. Don't worry about us. We're going to get through it, okay? It's funny, dude. I was thinking about this. Last year on rookie report to camp day was like the biggest day ever because of old number 5, the number 2 overall pick, Jaden Daniels. It was his first day of training camp. Today on rookie report day, not the same buzz.
May be the same buzz, but you know what? We talked about something yesterday. It was a big thing, but their number 2 agreed to terms.
Yep.
So, it's cool. I think what you got to realize is once you get a quarterback like Jaden, other things and starts may never, ever get to that point, but it's not about what's the buzz anymore? Because we had been going around. We sucked for a long time. So that was a great buzz. Now it's a continuation of what you started already. And I think by having Trey now signed up, Jalen, I talked with him yesterday, had a conversation with him.
How was that?
Cool, man. Real cool.
He's a cool young
he's
man.
He's a great kid, man. He said, man, when my agent told me you wanted to talk, you had reached out. He said, I told my dad, man, Brian Mitchell reached out. He said, hey, dog. That's my Devin Hester. Y'all like Devin Hester. That was my dude right there.
That's awesome.
But we had a good time, man. And, good too. Good kid.
Yeah. In my experiences with him, I think he's been very cool.
Yep.
I'm excited to see him. I think definitely the punt return thing is right away, immediate. That's your job, dog. And take it and run with it. and I'm excited for that. I'm excited they just have like a dedicated punt returner rather than, you know, questions about who it is. Excited to see Connerly. We're probably still about a week out before we see him in pads, and seeing linemen without pads is, you know, it's not all that cool.
Kind of stuff you look at on what kind of things are you following on?
So something
social
just happened
media,
on
dog.
Twitter that I put in the group text thread. Landville, check that out. What do you think of that?
Landville, what is up with him, dog?
Yo, it's a store, dude. It's a store in England called Butt Drugs.
It makes you think now.
Like, if you had a pharmacy, you could call it Mitchell Drugs.
Yeah,
right?
But Butt Drugs.
This is the Butt Family.
Like you wondering if it's going to be injections, Brazilian.
Pause.
I'm saying
B.
Brazilian butt lift. You know, what kind of other drugs could it be? You start thinking about stuff, man. That's a little weird.
All right, so I got a question for you, Brian. You and I both golf. And when you're a real. Whether
one of us golf, the other one hacks.
Sure. Whether you're good or bad, if you take the game relatively seriously, you have what's called a GIN number. USGA, GHIN, right?
GIN number.
You say GIN, I say GIN. Potato, potato.
You're wrong.
But basically, it's your handicap.
Yeah.
And it's how you keep score and you plug your scores in, all of these things.
Uh-huh.
So I got my number.
What's your number?
14.0.
I like that.
Well, and it got me thinking. This is
how you can get it high again?
Yes, but
that's some BS, JP.
This is the lowest I've been. So before Shelby
you
was
finally,
born.
You finally have to put your numbers in for
can
real.
Can you just let me get to my question?
I hate when you do that.
You hate go when ahead. I do what?
Keep
I put
your,
all my scores in, dude.
I don't know. Go ahead.
All right. The lowest I'd ever been in my life was before Shelby was born.
Uh-huh.
I was at a 12. I think I got down to an 11.8 was the lowest I'd ever been. I could probably look it up. Uh-huh. But I know I was at a 12. 14 is the lowest I've been, I think, since Shelby has been born, right?
Yeah.
Since I've had kids. What direction do you think it goes from here? Do you think I get down into 13s?
You could get down into 10s if you – it has nothing to do with your kids.
I just had no time.
No,
we have babies and stuff.
No.
I didn't play.
JP, I play golf with you.
Yeah, but B, back then,
I understand what you're saying, but – you're at a 14 right now the way you play golf, where the front nine, you are one person, the back nine, you're somebody else. If you could be the same person throughout the round, you could get down to a 10 right now.
Yeah, but that's also golf. Like, that's not just me.
No. It is just golf. But if you are the same person throughout the round, you're going to put lower numbers, and all of a sudden you'll get that feel. You are locked. Most people lock in late in the game. You lock in early, and then you have fun the last 9 holes.
I think I need to start playing in the morning.
Nah, but if you just learn to,
I'll probably have fun in the morning too.
Like the thing about it, like golf is like, I have played a long time. I got way way down at one point. All I did was play golf for like 8 months. I didn't work or nothing. Now when I retired, I just went to golf. Now. I just started forget. I watched a lesson one day, and the guy was like, if you're a right-handed golfer, get your right hand out the swing. He say, and stop swinging so hard. Swing smoother. I'm on a run right now, though.
You're hot.
And I'm going to keep it going.
All right. So which way do you think I'll go? Up
or
down?
I think you're going to go down because, you know, I'm going to stay on you.
Dude, you know what's bizarre in my game right now is that, like, my wedges are working and the driver's a little spotty.
Let's see if the wedges are working. You can always score. If the wedges and the putter works, you can make up. If you're just a driver guy and your driver leaving, you can't do the other stuff, you're gonna be bad.
All right, so the Commanders tweeted this out. I got a pop quiz for you, Mr. Mitchell. Now, I think one of these you're going to get. The other ones might be a group effort, all right?
Okay.
The Commanders tweeted out ball knowledge test. Who did we beat? How well do you remember the Super Bowl runs? So, 91, what were the three teams y'all beat? You're going to remember that easy.
I don't remember.
Really?
We didn't play three teams. We played two teams.
You played three.
We played two games.
You got a bye, but then you had a divisional, a conference championship, and a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Atlanta. Three teams. We played Atlanta, Detroit, and we beat Buffalo.
Right. I don't
but
know
I'm
how
saying,
you thought
to get to the Super Bowl,
no,
we
no,
beat
this
two
is
teams.
The Super Bowl run.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. So, you remember the scores?
41-10.
That was the Lions.
27-6
You're very close.
27-3
24-7
24-7 and 37-24
Yeah. All right. So we can all try. Landfill, I mean, Jeff's not going to know anything, but we can try. 87. So this is the Doug Williams Super Bowl.
Can't tell you.
I know they beat the Broncos in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they beat the Broncos, and they scored 35 points in one quarter.
Yeah, that was a hell of a second quarter. So it was like, where's Ricky Sanders?
Was that game 40-something or what?
That game was 42-10
Yeah.
Against Elway and the Broncos.
Yeah.
Left hand up. This is a sad confession. Did they beat the Vikings in the NFC title game?
I couldn't tell you.
Landfill, do you know?
See, the thing about it, though, Jay, I don't think you have to apologize for that. Not everybody, like, the people that remember scores of every game can't tell you nothing else about football.
I also was 5 years old.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not beating myself up
on
that.
And in 87, all I remember was Doug Williams was in the Super Bowl and everybody in Louisiana was losing their mind.
I got it right, though. They beat the Vikings in the NFC title game.
Okay.
Now, I should have remembered this because I believe it was the iconic Darryl Green play. They beat the Bears in.
When he tore his rib muscle.
Now, that might not have been that game. I know that was against the Bears.
Was that in the playoff or was that in the regular season game?
Again, I don't know. But this is funky. And maybe somebody of that age can let us know because there's no chance. Jeff Landfill, you got anything on the 87 Super Bowl run? Yeah, Jeff's way too young. They played the Bears at Soldier Field. So they were the lower seed in that game, and then they got to host the Vikings in the conference championship.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Now
the Bears probably were
maybe
at home field.
Yeah.
They beat them and then all of a sudden they went up. The Vikings were probably the wild card.
Yeah, and there could have been a wild card upset. I don't know. And that was back then you had two bye teams.
Well, we know Washington wasn't a wild card. Because if they were, they probably wouldn't have
hosted. Right.
Yeah, the next one.
They probably won the NFC East, my guess. Even though the Giants won the Super Bowl the year before. All right, 1982. Who's ready?
82, did they beat the Raiders?
They lost to the Raiders, I think, the year after.
I thought they lost to the Dolphins. Or they beat the Dolphins?
Well, they lost to the Dolphins back in the 70s. That was like George Allen.
Okay.
That was the undefeated Dolphins.
82. Jay, I was in junior high school.
We should at least know. I feel like I remember who they beat in the Super Bowl.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Who?
That was when I think they beat the Dolphins in that Super Bowl. I think they're 1-1 against the Dolphins in the Super Bowl. That's the famous Riggins run.
Well, Dolphins never won one.
That's the famous Riggins run.
I said they
run.
Beat the Dolphins.
Yeah. The Dolphins won at least one because they went undefeated and beat the Skins. That was like the Sonny and Billy days. That was like
it was Dan Marino never won the Super Bowl.
Dan Marino,
the Dolphins did win one.
Dan Marino, yeah. Dan Marino never won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so they beat the Dolphins.
I think about the Dolphins. You think Dolphins, I think Dan Marino.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it. So they beat the Dolphins in the Super Bowl. That's the famous John Riggins run. Yeah. I mean, hell, there's a poster of it behind you.
Uh-huh.
And I do remember, I don't remember, but I remember the Sports Illustrated cover. They beat the Cowboys in the NFC title game at RFK. And the old heads, as Jeff would say, longtime Redskins fans said that's the loudest RFK ever was.
Probably was.
I think Darryl Grant made a big play. I think he had like a...
Darryl Grant made a play when our year. When I was here with him against Dallas, I know.
He was still playing then?
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I played with some dudes, bro. So when people ask me who I play with and I mention guys like that, they're like, damn, how old are you?
All right, so they beat Dolphins in the Super Bowl, Cowboys in the NFC title game, left hand up. I do not know who they beat in the divisional.
I don't know either.
I will look it up. So they beat Minnesota 21-7.
Minnesota was around, boy, back then, weren't they?
Is that like the Purple People Leader?
Didn't they?
Time of
Minnesota
life?
And Minnesota lost 5 Super Bowls or something like that, or 5 something. Like that. Something wild.
They've
with
never
Minnesota.
Won one. I know that.
But I think they lost 5 of them or something like that.
And they beat Detroit in the wild card round.
Detroit has beat a lot.
Was there a strike that year? Also, they only played 10 regular season, 9 regular season games. There must have been, dude, because they played week 2, September 19th. And then they didn't play again until November 21st.
Must have had a stoppage.
Stoppages happen, man. Yeah. Stoppages happen. I don't know. I just thought that was a fun little piece of trivia from the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
I stumbled upon that because I was looking to see if they posted any pictures or anything from rookie camp. I haven't seen it yet, but those guys might.
Well, they're just doing conditioning stuff today.
They probably just got there this morning, right?
They were reporting today. They do conditioning stuff today. So it's not going to be a lot going on. This is the day I used to love, like when you come into camp, whether being a rookie or when I was a veteran, rookie reporting day was always the best for me. I mean, when you check when we had to all get together in condition, that was the best day.
Why?
Because I just, like, you know, when people that weren't there with you working out and they tell you all the stuff they're doing, that day tells you if somebody was working out or not. You know, and
that's the truth telling day.
The way, like, I had a tendency, the years when I really, really went crazy, I'm not running with the running backs. I'm going to run with the DBs or the receivers. And Deuce and I did that in Philly, too. And, you know, the receivers and DBs.
How much heavier are you than those guys?
Well, depending on who they are.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing about when you're in shape, you're in shape.
Right. I'm just saying, for you to run with those dudes, and my guess would be you've got
the time
15
is like
pounds
two,
on
the time
of
is like 2 seconds faster than ours. But, you know, when you're running with the running backs, we would be finishing so – we're cruise to finish it and still finish it.
What did Ernest run like? I loved Biner as a kid.
Ernest, like, his 40?
Just, yeah. Because I don't remember him as, like, a heavy
runner.
But
see, the difference between, like, every – body does some conditioning tests differently. I told you.
Yeah.
Dan Riley put you on the treadmill. Running back started around 5 miles per hour. You run 2 minutes, then they click it to 5.5. They click it to 6. They click it to 6.5. Click 6. He finished at 7.5. DBs might start at 6.
How long?
2 minutes each. It's 12 minutes long.
That I could actually do.
That's your conditioning test.
Yeah.
When Norv came, I had to run 14 40s under like 5-something, 5.5.
Back to back.
I get out. Yeah, we go back. Like you run. Everybody finished, then you run another, and you just keep going. So what we did.
So you did it by position group.
Yeah, we'd come out the first 10 yards and just cruise in. It was never tough.
Yeah, it's under 5.5 for you that have.
Then I got the
Philly or whatever. Yeah,
and it was over and back 16 times. That was tough too because those gases will get you, dog. You the first 7-8 easy. Them last four, that's hell, dog.
Well, that's what you always said about playing for Andy was it wasn't that much hitting, but we ran our ass off.
He ran the hell out of you, you know. And Joe got you in shape by doing football stuff. we practiced just like we played.
I love it. See, I could listen to that kind of stuff all day, man. Hopefully, I wanted to read this tweet. This made me laugh. Will Cavanaugh tweeted me this morning, right when the show started, right at 10 o'clock. He said, all right, I'm done listening to sports stuff today. Time to turn on B. Mitch and Finley. Remember that? Was it Charlie yesterday? Yeah. Like, man, I've had enough of this sports stuff.
Man, I'm tired of listening to this.
Go for a walk. Hey. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, man, you can go to CNN, you can go to Fox, you can go to MSNBC.
Watch Indiana Jones.
Because we're talking about sports.
Leadville, I have some news you might like. Check this out, Landini. I'll put it on the stream, too.
Salt and vinegar chips?
I brought a bag of salt and vinegar chips.
That's something people like to ride. They eat those when they ride bikes, too.
Why? Just because they're good?
The salt and the vinegar.
Is that good for your bike riding?
Help you out a little bit from cramps.
We all need help from cramps, Landfill. Baseball returns. What exactly are the Nats doing now?
That's a question I have when we talk to Mark.
Well, we're talking to Mark Zuckerman next. Nobody go anywhere. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.